Good evening. It is Monday. Thank you for joining us. Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. On today's program, we'll talk about tomorrow's primary elections. We'll also talk about this major landing on Mars. But first, with the recent movie theater shooting in Colorado and this weekend's deadly shooting in a Sikh temple near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by what police say was a white supremacist, the concerns about mass shootings is growing. So much so that the city of Houston has released a video designed to teach people how to react during a workplace shooting by emphasizing three words: run, hide, and fight. Here's what it sounds like.
It may feel like just another day at the office, but occasionally, life feels more like an action movie than reality. Sometimes, bad people do bad things. And unfortunately, you need to be prepared for the worst. If you were ever to find yourself in the middle of an active shooter event, your survival may depend on whether or not you have a plan.
The video was made through a collaboration between the city of Houston and the Department of Homeland Security using a $200,000 federal grant. Houston Homeland Security official Richard Retz joins me now to talk about how it all came about and what you yourself should know if you're caught in a mass shooting incident. Richard, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Well, thank you so much for your interest.
I know the video at this point has gotten hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube, and other cities are interested in the video also. What was it that led to the city of Houston releasing this video right now?
We had planned to release it later this month with a full safety campaign, but in light of the Aurora, Colorado shooting, we felt that it was very timely, and we wanted to get the information out there as quickly as possible to our citizens.
Now, when it comes to this kind of a mass shooting in an office building, does it typically then begin at the entrance of the business, and are the victims usually the ones that just happen to be there?
No, in fact, it can begin anywhere outside or deep inside of a building, and it's not just isolated, as we've seen, to a office building. Any public venue is susceptible to an active shooter event.
Okay, now the three words are run, hide, and fight. The running part seems instinctive. Is that not something people typically do when they hear gunshots?
What we've seen statistically over the last several years is a lot of people actually freeze and they don't take any action at all, and that results in a higher casualty count. So that's why we've really asked them to, you know, take one of these three actions.
Is it usually clear, though, when the gunshots are going off, where they're coming from? Do people know to run in the right direction?
Well, again, each situation is different, but we would certainly hope that people would have some situational awareness around them and would at least start taking some sort of evasive action to save themselves and others around them.
The hiding aspect of it, what tends to be the best place to hide if you're in a building, let's say? Is it under your desk or in a closed-off room somewhere?
Any place that you can get and you can secure the space around you, preferably an office or a closet or some sort of room where you can lock the door or you can barricade the door with something, is ideal. Again, turn out the lights, make sure you silence your cell phone, including the vibration mode on your cell phone, and remain as quietly as possible. And also be prepared to be there a while until first responders can come through and find you.
And what do we know about shooters that are engaged in a mass shooting? Are they just walking around in any kind of systematic way to try to find as many victims as possible?
Well, again, every situation is a little bit different, but what we know statistically is that they pick their victims at random, and they move through, and it's a very short-lived incident. Usually the shooting stops as soon as they're confronted by someone or they're confronted by law enforcement.
Now, talking about law enforcement, isn't that part of the issue? I mean, how quickly does the SWAT team, do police officers get on the scene once the shooting begins?
Well, it can vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Here in the city of Houston, we have a fairly fast response rate, and we've trained all of our police officers on what to do in an active shooter situation, so they don't have to wait for a tactical team to arrive.
I'm talking to Houston Homeland Security official Richard Retz. Aren't police officers and the SWAT team, aren't they typically concerned about going in, and aren't they waiting till they have a structure in place to walk in effectively, since there is an active shooter in a building potentially?
No. The new approach now in law enforcement, as soon as you have two or more officers present. They assemble up on a hasty team, and they go in using the training that they've been given for active shooter events, and their sole purpose is to locate the active shooter and neutralize that threat. So don't be surprised if you're ever caught in this type of situation where they don't stop and render aid to injured people, but they will continue to the sound of gunfire to stop the killing.
Now, the third word in the campaign is to fight, which might be a difficult thing to do considering that you're unarmed in an office building. How do you go about fighting an armed shooter?
Well, obviously fighting is a last resort when your life is in immediate danger. You have to do it with conviction. You have to act with as much physical aggression as possible. Use improvised weapons, whether that be a fire extinguisher, a pair of scissors, anything you get your hands on, and commit to your actions because your life does depend on it.
In most cases, though, does anybody get a chance to fight? In most mass shootings, aren't they ended when the shooter either kills himself or is somehow neutralized by police officials?
There have been a couple over the years where the shooter has been neutralized by bystanders, and we know that Americans are willing to fight when they realize that their life is in jeopardy. That's how they overcame the hijackers or attempted to overcome the hijackers on 9/11.
One thing that you don't mention in this video is concealed weapons permit holders, somebody that might be in the building that is armed. Are they also supposed to run away?
Well, each individual needs to take whatever course of action they feel is appropriate for them. If they are carrying a weapon, they know how to use it, and they feel comfortable trying to intervene, that's an individual call. But statistically, in the state of Texas, which is a right-to-carry state, we know that we have only 2.7% of citizens that are eligible for a concealed handgun license have actually bothered to obtain one.
What about if you're confronted with a shooter? Is there anything that potentially or is known to work to be bypassed as a victim?
Well, if you're caught in the open and you don't have an opportunity to hide, you can't make a safe escape by running, you think you're going to be overwhelmed in your odds of succeeding in fighting. There have been documented cases where people have laid down and played dead, basically played possum, and that has been successful. Not in all cases, but we know that worked in several of the most recent shootings in Columbine and in Aurora.
Why is it that the city of Houston is the city that has put this video together?
Well, we did an exercise back in November with first responders, and we learned that first responders know how to react to this type of situation. They've been training for a number of years now, and what we discovered was that citizens really were looking for some direction. We had some private sector folks and some citizens that were in our exercises, and they said, "What do you want us to do?" And that's when it became clear that they needed some additional direction. Obviously, every situation is different. We didn't want to get into a very complex self-defense tactics, so we tried to make three simple things that somebody could remember: run, hide, fight. And like you said in your opening statement, very similar to the stop, drop, and roll.
Now, when it comes to fighting again, are you looking then to knock the weapon out of this attacker's hands, or are you looking to disable him by hitting him on the head? I mean, what's the best way to approach them, considering that they're coming through the door with a weapon in hand?
Incapacitate the shooter in any manner you can. If there's multiple individuals there, work as a team, try and disable the shooter that way. Even if it's a matter of just stunning them for a moment or two so that you can escape, do that. Whatever you're comfortable or whatever you think you can do, but you have to fight with conviction because your life does depend on it.
Finally, you say there's been a change in procedure now that where once there are two officers on site, they'll enter. And these are not SWAT team members. These are just two police officers. Now, when they come in, they'll be potentially shooting anything that they think is the attacker. Are you supposed to not move or try to run at that point if you know that they are in the building?
Yeah, if you see law enforcement moving through, like I said earlier, make sure your hands are visible. Keep your hands raised so that they don't view you as your threat. That's the important thing. And again, remember, they're going to bypass injured individuals till they get to the shooter and stop the killing.
What kind of reaction have you gotten to the video?
Overwhelmingly positive. We never anticipated it going viral like it has on YouTube. We've had inquiries from England, Germany, Australia, literally hundreds of agencies and jurisdictions across the United States.
When it comes to these incidents, the type of reaction we get nationally, do you think it is getting to a point where it's appropriate to have several people potentially armed in an office building to just in case an incident like this may occur?
You know, the decision on whether an individual wants to legally apply for a concealed handgun license and be armed is up to that individual. It really depends on that person and what they think their skills and their capabilities are to carry it. That it's a lot of responsibility to be a weapon holder.
In terms of being a hero, stepping up and doing something risky that could take your own life to try to neutralize a shooter, would you say that's something someone should consider doing in those situations?
I'm not going to advise anybody to put their life at risk, but again, you know, whatever you're comfortable doing in that type of situation or whatever you feel you're capable of doing, you need to do.
Houston Homeland Security official Richard Retz. We're talking about this video released by the city of Houston on how to react if you're caught in a mass shooting. Richard, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back. I'll be joined by Kyle Malin from MERS Newsletter. We'll talk about tomorrow's primaries and some of the candidates in the running. That's next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.